Great. So yeah, I think my journey started with Flipkart. That was a couple of years after I finished my undergrad at IIT. And at Flipkart, I spent close to 6 6.5 years trying to build new businesses and figure out new markets for expansion. When I joined Flipkart, it was just a bookseller. Of course, had built a lot of e-commerce technologies, and the opportunity was ripe to build more categories. So spent about 6 6.5 years there building categories, and then when I decided to move on, even Mukesh was moving on. Mukesh was had been at Flipkart for 2 2.5 years after the Myntra merger, and we realized that there's an opportunity to do something really big in the healthcare space. Healthcare space, is a very fragmented market, multiple categories, but all of them very small, very unbranded in nature. And we realized that there's a huge opportunity to create a multi-category platform there. So that's how we did it.
Multi-category platform. That's a very interesting way of looking at things. I think Healthify, Me, and Cult are the only two things doing that right now. So why did you find this very interesting? मतलब ये चमका कैसे?
I think if you look at the overall, health space, or from a consumer point of view, to stay healthy, you really need to do multiple things. You need to stay, fit mentally and physically. You need to eat healthy. You need to sleep well. You need to, do your health checkup every year and do follow-ups. So it is extremely difficult to stay healthy, and technology can definitely make it easier. And if you want to stay healthy, it has to be multiple category. Otherwise, you just end up becoming a gym or a health food parlor or something like that. So we realized that the real value in the long term, of course, is very, very early days for us right now. But the real value in the long term will lie if we can own the end-to-end journey, where a customer decides to stay healthy, and then she can really figure out the entire journey, over the few years, few quarters, across the board. So that's why, multi-category is important. And while building a multi-category platform, trying to make it easy is also very important. So we've tried to create products which are easy to consume, which are for starters, for people who are not health experts, and that's how we embarked on the journey.
And you chose to start with something like Cult. You could have started with something like CareFit as well. Kyun
Yeah,
kyun matlab?
I think the reason is very clear. If you look at the most consumerized product in healthcare right now, something which is very consumer focused, which is a very casual product, gyms is that category. Because clinics and hospitals are very need-based. People will do that when they have an acute need. Of course, healthcare and primary healthcare and secondary healthcare market is the largest. But fitness centers is something, which is the most consumerized product, more lifestyle product. And something which is an easy start. If you start doing a few classes every month, you will start your journey. And then, of course, food is as important. And the real problem in the country is that you don't have a very good supply of health food. You can't figure out what can qualify as healthy food. And that's where I think food becomes extremely important as well. So these are the two categories where we've got massive scale. And of course, on top of that, we are building many, many more verticals which will build around food and fitness.
So now you mentioned Cult and Eat both. Cult has been amazing in sense of how quickly people love it. मतलब ऐसे why to sugar coat and then downplay it. You've built a community around it. Word of mouth insane है. वो kickstart कैसे किया? और वो maintain कैसे करते हो?
See, I think if you build any product, you need to start building. You start by just creating a very small community. And at a company, we follow a very strong philosophy around 1,000 true fans. We feel that for any product to become successful, you need to get to 1,000 true fans. And true fans definition is people who are super duper users who would kill to use that product, who would be your proponents, etc., etc. So that's exactly what we do. Whenever we open a cult center in a locality or a couple of cult centers, we aim to get to 1,000 true fans in that locality. So when we launched our business, we took HSR, Sarjapur, and Bangalore as a market and said that if we get to 1,000 true fans there, then we'll expand to Indiranagar and then we'll expand to Koramangala. So how we continue doing it is that because every time we open a new locality, we think of it as a new startup. And we say that agar wahan pe 1,000 log nahi will not become crazy about the product, then there's no point. And that's a very strong thesis that we follow. And that has helped us reinvent the product every few quarters. That has helped us maintain the quality when we launch new cities, new markets. So that is the biggest philosophy that we follow.
Sweet. Matlab, 1,000 true fans is a thesis jo, matlab, works at like 1,000 feet level. Yes. When you said you iterate over this every few quarters, how does this each iteration look like? So I remember you had a very early center in Sarjapur, 2016, 17 times. And my batchmate from college was like, "Arey, nahi, nahi, you should move to Sarjapur so that you can do cult."
Yeah. So
how, and that was very early in the cycle itself. So I'm assuming that now that this is probably like iteration 20 or something like that.
Yeah.
What have these iterations looked like?
See, I think the first important step we decided in 2016 was that the biggest problem that lies with the gyms is twofold. One, there is very little technology at the back end to manage the processes. And second, there is zero technology consumer facing. If you would go to even the top gyms in the US, you know, Orange Theory, Barry's Bootcamp, very good products, but consumer journey is very weak. Consumers don't know how many classes. It's almost just like a booking engine. It's nothing that of a journey tracker. So we realized that we need to build a journey product where customers know how many classes they have done. They feel like doing more classes. They see progression and they see other ancillary products getting tied up to it. So that's exactly what we have done. We have tried to create a product which is, you know, a journey based product and a lot of technology. And if you are on a journey based product, people have done 100 classes in the last 1 year. To get them to do another 100 classes this year, you need to upgrade the product. And that's exactly what the philosophy is. You have to launch new formats. You have to launch new reasons for people to get excited. We're looking at hardware integration with the heart rate monitor in every class. We're looking to integrate a lot of technology through screens in the center. So I think the idea is to continuously evolve into a product which consumers are excited about. So a very core value for us is blowing away customer expectations. But the tough part about customer expectation is that whatever was wow yesterday becomes table stakes today. So you have to continuously manage that every single day. So I think if you don't launch a new product every few quarters, which also get 1,000 true fans, really, then you will not continuously evolve. So every version of cult has to have 1,000 true fans, not just the fact that at one point in time, every center had that.
So what you're saying is it's not just 1,000 true fans, it's also novelty and pace, the pace of novelty itself.
Yes.
ओके मतलब ये चीज तो बहुत सारा इंजीनियर्स को भी नहीं समझता है व्हिच इज ट्रू मतलब इंजीनियरिंग इज सपोज्ड टू बी अराउंड नोवेल्टी एंड मेकिंग न्यू थिंग्स तो यू मेंशनड सेकंड थिंग व्हिच यू मेंशनड वाज ईट फिट का मेनू हैज बीन वेरी देसी इन द सेंस रोटी सब्जी राइस बॉल्स एंड यू हैव नॉट डन एनी ऑफ द फैंसी quinoa things. I don't know how to pronounce that. Sorry.
Quinoa salads.
Quinoa salads. Thank you. So, vaisa matlab ekdam out of budget cheez nahi kiya hai kuch. So, how do these operational decisions get made? Ki acha ye karna hai ya nahi karna hai?
I think everything starts and ends with the consumer insight. So, Niran, the interesting thing about food is something which people will not change their habit at all. It is the most intrinsic habit for a particular customer. If you look at how Indian palates work, there is a carb, there's a curry, there's a protein. These are the three things. Dal roti paneer, dal roti chicken, yeah, chicken biryani, yeah, dosa. All of these are very standard thali format. You need multiple variants. Indians are not used to, you know, a lot of single bowl salads, meals, etc. But if you also look at what our customers end up eating, if our target audience is urban working people right now, they end up eating a lot of this food through cafeterias, through ordering in, through fancy restaurants, etc. The problem is that none of these are extremely healthy or extremely hygienic. So we said that if someone is going to cult, all they need is a very basic healthy food, which is calorie counted. And the format has to be rice, roti, sabzi, dal, you know, because that's what people eat 80% times. Pizza, burger, ko healthy banana is not the best idea, because anyways, if people are eating pizzas and burgers once a week, let them cheat. Why do they need a, you know, healthy pizza? Or why do they need a, you know, brown bread burger or something like that, right? So it's better to just let them cheat. But when they're eating 80% of their meals, it should be basic, healthy, hygienic, and calorie counted. Getting millions of people to change their daily habits is extremely tough. But giving them the slightly better version will work. And that's exactly the thesis that worked for us. We see the maximum demand during lunchtime from corporates, which clearly shows that, you know, people are looking for healthier option than what they get at cafeterias and, you know, corporate catering. So I think that's the core insight. And about 50% of cult customers end up using our Eat Fit menu very, very aggressively.
Okay. And you, how does this tracking flow back to how your decisions are made? Matlab, every class you take an NPS score, how awesome it was or not. I remember early on 2019 types, I had marked one class was bad because I had an injury in that class. And I got a call back from Cult saying, ki, kya hua, sir, sab bade hai na. So how do these processes, things, how are these built? NPS tracking, wagera, kaise karte ho?
Right. So if I look at, you know, the entire org, I think the entire org's focus, you know, if you look at the entire org's focus, it is completely in the direction of making insanely great products and blowing away customer expectations. Those are our core values. And one very interesting thing, you know, because of technology integration at gyms and food, is that we have a 4-point scale. After every interaction, you get a 4-point scale on rating the product on and the experience. And anything which goes below 4, which is 3, 2, and 1, we start, you know, analyzing it. And the interesting thing is it's so real time that if there's a class in Bombay where the speakers were not working, we'll start getting feedback like within 30 seconds of class getting over. And then we'll know that something went wrong and we'll make sure that the speakers are fixed even before the next class starts. So, of course, it's very Uber-like, you know, approach where they rate their rides, etc. Customers rate their rides. For us, it's extremely, extremely real-time because customers immediately open the app again after the class to book their next class. They open the app to book their next meal. Because of the daily transaction, multiple times a day, daily transaction nature, we get very, very real real-time feedback. So that goes back into all our org processes, all the new product development, all the performance management, you know, incentives, etc. is all tied back to the 4-point scale. So I think the biggest thing that keeps us together as a company is the 4-point rating scale. It is the biggest top of the mind metric. And ask anyone, any trainer, what the rating was for the last 3 days, they will know. Ask any chef, what was the rating for the kitchen last 3 days, they would know. So I think this is a very, very important thing, which has, you know, created the entire journey around ratings and reviews.
So that is the North Star metric in a manner of speaking?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Now that you've spoken about trainers and chefs, how do you hire people? And you've also acquired businesses like TFX and Tribe. How are these integrated?
Right. So we have two sets of, you know, teams that we hire. One is the, you know, sales, marketing, growth, technology side of the world. And second is the teams which are on the ground, running the centers, running the kitchens, making the food, doing the classes. So for the first bucket, you know, we have a focus on campus recruitment and also, you know, from technology companies, e-commerce companies, etc. So there we have a very good mix of experiences and very young folks with technology product marketing background. It's mostly inbound people. We put out openings on LinkedIn and networks like these, and it's inbound. And we have a simulation process where we meet the candidates a few times. Look at the passion for fitness, sports, and health. I think it's super important to have that passion to work for CureFit because it is a very difficult space. And if you yourself not a consumer of these products, then it will be difficult to create these products. On the city teams and the operations team, which I mentioned, there we have, you know, boot camps, campus hiring, walk-in drives where we, you know, we figure out who we need to hire. And the most interesting aspect there is that after we hire these people, there is a 1-month training program. So we have training academy set up in Bangalore and NCR. It's a full classroom program. And anyone who hits the floor or the centers or anything, they have to go through a 3 to 4 week dedicated training. They have to clear their tests. And that helps us maintain quality.
Okay. That's on-ground ops teams. What do you look for when you hire in those? मतलब there's not
I
just
think I think we look for you know some basic intrinsics of course and these intrinsics are very important because we need to know how well do they know the technology product how well do they understand their coaching part how well do they understand the food part so some understanding of technology but very deep understanding of food or fitness in respective areas and then we figure out how well will they able to transform their learning to the CureFit way of doing things we have a particular philosophy for food we have a particular philosophy for doing fitness training so I think openness to learning overall knowledge base of health and fitness and food and lastly how well can they adapt to technology I think these are the three important parts
awesome and how do you maintain and retain these folk both sides both teams matlab
I think we have realized that you know the biggest way of retaining people is to continuously show them success and continuously showing success means really everyone making impact so we are a very heavy OKR driven company like most of the work gets done through objectives and key results framework and we try and make sure that most people are seeing tangible progress in their journey so I think that is one biggest engagement area second is we actually have a very strong culture of sports and fitness and most of our engagement activities are actually built around that I think that has helped us build a pretty massive health and fitness culture and the camaraderie around it so I think overall we feel that the whole health and fitness culture which all the engagement activities all the traditions of the company are built around that and lastly the continuous success metric which is success under the belt OKRs are I think a very good way of making sure that people understand that they're making progress if they look back 6 months in time they know exactly what they've achieved and what could they have done better for the next 6 months
okay that's interesting so how frequently are these OKRs measured is it like 6 months
it's
yearly?
A quarterly process Nirant it's a quarter so everyone has a 12 month goal and a quarterly milestone so that's how it's done
okay got it let's talk about you personally thoda sa and how you think pehle to which is your favorite innings of sachin
yeah so interestingly yesterday was sachin's birthday and I had put that tweet out also so my favorite inning is he scored a 175 against Australia in Hyderabad it was a one day international India was chasing 350 and we got to 347 when he got out we needed 20 runs of 20 balls or something like that and there's been a lot of chatter about whether he's a good finisher or not but if someone takes you so far and still India does not and there have been many many occasions in 90s and 2000s where this happened where you know he would take the team to like last 10 runs last 15 runs and still not finish the difference now is that India has solid finishers if someone would even you know leave the team at 50 runs from 30 balls we'll know we'll win but that was a crazy innings like scoring 175 out of the 347 and the amount of fours and sixes across the ground I think it was one of his best innings
ye kaun si year ka match hai matlab I just don't recall
2009 November
okay I'll definitely go and take a look at that
yes
what is your ideal day look like
so non lockdown days I would say you know starts very early if I would talk until March I start my day at 5:30 to 6 anywhere between that start my day with a workout and then the morning couple of morning rituals you know just spending time reading and all of that some newspaper news would reach office by 10:30 spend the day meetings some personal work time thinking time by 7:30 would get back home spend time with my son I have a 4.5-year-old son
oh what's his name
Ian
sorry
Ihan. And I retire to the bed by 10:30 so and weekends I play cricket we have a CureFit cricket team and also play for one more other team so play cricket and spend time playing cricket and spending time with friends over the weekend so I have a very mundane routine but I follow it very very religiously in the current times I think the day starts a little late get up by 7:30-8 you know on weekends and probably 7:30 during weekdays so that's how it is and also retire to bed so everything is got phase shifted by a couple of hours that's how it is
that's What do you read in the morning? You mentioned you spend about 4 hours in your morning rituals. What do you read typically?
I think I spend two hours during the non-lockdown days. 1 hour of commute is also accounted for, of course. But of course, I don't read a lot of news. I spend time reading news digitally. But I have some blogs and I have some long form articles which I follow. So
that's the key.
I think Ken is an interesting article to read every morning these days. Spends about 15-20 minutes. Mm. I spend time reading TechCrunch and INC.com. So these are some of the websites. So I prefer reading long form articles as opposed to news. And other favorite news website is Mint. So I spend at least reading one or two articles. Again, not news, but editorials.
You mentioned 1,000 True Fans and that thesis. Which author or thinker do you follow in that business strategy genre?
Interesting. I think if I have to think about the last few books which I really liked. Interesting question. Let me check my collection and tell you. What was the last interesting? Yeah, so of course, see, both the Sapiens and Homo Deus, I think, Sapiens and Deus was an interesting, take at how things are. Yeah. I also, I read a lot, so I start a lot of books and then, finish them quickly. I don't find a lot of authors very inspiring, but of course, there are some books which I really, really like. I think I've mentioned it earlier also in a couple of chats. Favorite go-to book, which I read a lot of time is The Experiments of Truth, My Experiments with Truth by Mahatma Gandhi. I think it is a guide to most things in life. And from business point of view, I think I don't get heavily inspired by any book. I read a lot of books, but I don't get extremely inspired by one book or the other. I think Blitzscaling was the last book which I really liked. Reid Hoffman. I think that was one book which I really thought was very, very well written.
Which is a book which you have gifted to your team?
When we started off Cure-Fit, we asked people, at that time my favorite was Industries of the New World or something like that. That's what it's called. Let me just quickly... Industries of the Future. That is the book. And that I was gifting heavily, not only to our colleagues, but also to friends and family. It was a really good take of how the world is going to be in future. And the second book recently I've been gifting people is Mukesh's book, No Limits.
No Limits.
I think it's very well written.
I have it on my desk. I'm reading it now.
Nice. So I think that's a book which I've been gifting to a bunch of people often.
Okay. What part of Cure-Fit reflects you? Ki matlab ye, like, this looks like what I would do. This is my favorite bit.
Eat Fit. I spend a lot of time on the Eat Fit business. I'm a massive foodie. I think one thing that defines me really well is food. I'm a big, big, big foodie. Mm. I also like to cook a bit. So I think Eat Fit is a perfect place for me in Cure-Fit.
What do you cook which your son loves?
I think a bunch of smoothies that I make, he's a huge fan of them.
Nice. Which is his favorite smoothie?
I think oatmeal chocolate smoothie.
Oatmeal chocolate. Nice. What is your personal mode, career mein, life mein? You mentioned experiments of...
I think hard work. I believe that hard work trumps everything else. I always have believed that, if you're in the top 10 percentile of the hard work, cohort, then you'll do it. So I try to do that. I see that most people have realized that hard work is the moat and that competition is fierce. I think I know a lot of people who also feel that long-term thinking and just thoughtfulness is a big moat. For me, I think hard work works the best.
What do you do? Matlab, kisi din uth kaise hota hai ki man nahi kiya, aaj nahi karte hain workout, aaj chhod dete hain.
वो नहीं करता मैं क्योंकि आई हैव अ टेरिबल डे इफ आई डोंट वर्क आउट लाइक आई थिंक वर्कआउट इज अ बिग आई थिंक इट कीप्स मी सेन नॉट वर्किंग आउट इज वेरी वेरी आई हैव अ टेरिबल डे अदरवाइज
गॉट इट हाउ डू यू रिकवर फ्रॉम अ बैड डे मतलब वर्क वाइज और अदरवाइज
आई थिंक रिकवरिंग फ्रॉम बैड डे इज स्लीपिंग अर्ली
गेट अ लॉट ऑफ रेस्ट
यस
ठीक है I think उसके बाद अभी कोविड वाले क्वेश्चन शुरू हो जाते हैं कि लाइव वाला जो फॉर्मेट है कैसा चल रहा है.
राइट, सो आई थिंक लाइव वॉज अ वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग वे ऑफ यू नो dealing with the COVID situation. We always had the framework and the infrastructure to run these live classes.
Yes.
It is one of those projects which we were running as a long-term bet, thinking ki 2021 mein karenge. And we had started building, putting the building blocks. March first week is when we realized that there could be an imminent shutdown happening. And in 2 weeks, we fast-forwarded and you know did whatever we could have done in the next 6 months. The entire company's energies were put into that. And thankfully, it's working well. We'll hit 1 million DAUs on our digital products soon, and I think it is a very interesting way of working out. We're getting customers from tier 3, tier 4 cities which would have never imagined with the cult offline product.
Fantastic. Do you think there's a risk that it will cannibalize your revenue with the...
No, I don't think so. I think people will start thinking that it is the same. Sometimes they'll go to the center, sometimes they'll work out from. So it'll be all one big bucket of working out.
So this is just another category in your thousand true fans thing.
Yes.
Nice. That's actually very... I'll have to think a little bit more about that before asking more questions. How do you price your cult subscription?
I think I price my... So basically, if I look at all the pricing tools that we've done, we have always decided to be... unit economics positive, Nirant. You know, we want to build a business where we don't burn money by scaling business every single day. And that's the kind of business where, you know, when you start scaling, you have to have this constant need of raising money. You are almost like running on a treadmill which can't stop. So we price our products with a premium on manpower time, branding, and technology costs. So these are the three things which, you know, are the cogs, and of course rentals in the case of cult, and the food product, the food itself. So four products. So technology manpower is market, branding is second, third is the actual costs, and fourth is the branding. So across all of these four buckets, we have a fixed cost, you know, which we understand, and the variable cost, and we want to charge a 25% premium on top of that. Is a good product from a profit. It is, you know, unit economics positive in a massive way. Eat Fit has been unit economics positive, but thinner margins because of the food delivery business. But our constant endeavor has been to build a profitable business, and hopefully in the next couple of years we should be a company, we should be profitable at a company level. Yeah.
CareFit is unit economic positive?
CareFit, couple of centers are now out of the 8 centers because it's a new business. It takes 6 to 12 months to hit profitability.
Okay, so you're saying 6 to 12 months is profitability, not just break even.
Product level profitability, then there are central overheads of the company, etc.
Parting question.
Yes.
What should somebody do so that you would be interested in sharing your time teaching about how to think and how you think?
I think if it's a two-way conversation where I get to learn something from the person, I am most happy to, you know, have these conversations. I do have some set of people whom I meet once in 5-6 weeks, you know, just to exchange notes. And if I feel that I've learned a thing or two, which you almost always end up doing if you're meeting someone. So if it's a conversation where you learn something about the world, then it's a good conversation.
Nice. Could you give a little bit of context on what backgrounds or professions these people come from? Are they similarly entrepreneurial or...
I think 3-4 different backgrounds. One, I definitely meet an ex-colleague from Flipkart who is running a technology startup. I think I get to learn a lot when I meet that person. Then second, I think just a friend who is into retail business. And I think he's got very deep insight on consumer side. One colleague from Flipkart who is now working with some other e-commerce company. So I think these are 3-4 set of people whom I meet and constantly learn.
Nice. Okay, that's a lot of things to digest on. I think we'll wrap it up here. Any parting things you want to tell? This is what worked for you across multiple things that you've started, Flipkart at category editions, CureFit.
I think one thing I always say that I was lucky to be in Flipkart at the right time. That gave us gave all of us who were working at Flipkart at that time a very big platform. Hmm. Post that, I think just being very close to consumers and being very sticky to the consumer insight has helped. And that's how it will be.
So do you pay it forward by giving people opportunity, which you got at Flipkart at CureFit?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We look at very young people, people who have high intrinsics and just a lot of intent. So the average age of our team will be pretty, pretty young.
Shahi, Mast. Thank you, boss. Thanks a lot for
your
time
on
Saturday. Say hi to your son for me.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Niran. See you. Thank you.
Tara, thanks for your time.